You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miss Pickens Jackson.
Are you ready? Yeah!
From the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
You are listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9. The Soul.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, live in the Bank Plus studio, streaming worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app, powered by Fleetway Market. Fuel up at Fleetway Market this football season. We go live to the Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line. The man himself, Bo Bounds, on location. Mr. Bounds, how's it going this morning?
What's up, wild man? How are you?
Man, well, the walls are standing, the lights are on, and to date, nothing's on fire, so... Successful first hour of the show, I'd say.
You know, I'm driving in the rain from South Mississippi back to the studio, and I seem to be driving in the rain a lot lately. And I'm good with rain, but I'm tired of driving in it. Is that cool?
Yes, totally understandable. Totally understandable. It's not. I didn't know it was raining. You know, I live in a cocoon in the studio,
right?
So I had no. It wasn't raining here when I came into work, but it was certainly overcast. So,
thunderstorms started. I stayed in Hattiesburg last night. Thunderstorms started coming through at 4:35 a.m. I think. I'm driving up and it looks like it's going to be raining the whole time, which is awesome on 49 because 49 is such an incredible highway to travel on. I'm alive and awake and on the phone with y'all. And show is brought to you by Kessler Prime and the Renaissance. Visit KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. I do have a surprise I'm about to throw out. I think this will get all right, first of all, I just drove by the Ag Up Equipment Hattiesburg office. Store. So I saw their, John Deere tractors and John Deere lawnmowers and so on. Their parts and service guys were there early. So tip of the cap to them. That's red, white, blue, and America and all that, which we love. So the Ag Up Equipment text line, Blake, I'm about to give away two tickets that are going to be highly, highly coveted. So the Ag Up Equipment text line is 601-885-3776, and compliments of Yingling Lager, we're giving away two tickets to the Jamie Johnson concert Sunday night at the Brannan Amphitheater. He's an absolute country music star, as most of our listeners know, and it would take me 30 minutes to tell you about all the awards and stuff that he's won. And he's very, 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 very popular in this area of the country. I just got to see him Monday night at the Beau Rivage, and he was incredible. His story is amazing. He told Nashville to kiss his you-know-what and that 20 years ago, and that he was going to do it his way. And he did, which is very rare in that industry. And he's special on stage, unbelievable songwriter, and has been recognized by all the big awards associations. So via the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776, you can tell us why you should win the two tickets to the Jamie Johnson concert, compliments of Yuengling Lager. How about that?
Gender done.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Larry the Cable Guy and Jamie Johnson do look like they could be cousins.
Yeah. They've probably, I have a feeling they could have run into each other before.
Oh, no doubt. And look, man, Jamie Johnson, and by the way, shout out to Todd Reeves, who was kind enough to, Todd Lee, kind enough to have me down Monday and kind of get me in the mix with Randy Houser and Jamie Johnson and that whole crew. They're kind of the equivalent of Willie Nelson, Waylon Christopherson, and I can't remember the other one from many, many years ago. They do it their way, on their time, and they're all so talented that they can do that. But Jamie Johnson puts your beard to shame.
Oh, yeah.
You do know that.
No, yeah, look, I mean, I have to stay. Some of us have real careers, Bo. We're not rock stars, okay? I may be a rock star in my private life, but in my professional life, I am a professional, and so I have to
sure.
I have to keep myself trimmed, you know?
That, no doubt. And our standards are so high. The Out of Bounds Show and Sports Talk Radio and everything. So, but yeah, hit us up on the Ag Up Equipment text line. If you're interested in trying to win, that's how you'll enter to try to win a couple of tickets to Jamie Johnson Sunday at the amphitheater. That is a big pull. Of course, they're pulling big time names left and right. That's so good for the metro area. And on another note, if it lines up after the show, that's why I'm hauling tail back. If it lines up after the show, I'll be interviewing John Popper with Blues Traveler. And that will be on our podcast and probably play some of it on the show. But Blues Traveler will be here in October along with Government Mule at the Renaissance for the Twilight series, twilightmns.com, that Richard Greenlee and the crew are putting on. And that's also another tremendous asset for the metro area. So I know our listeners probably eye roll some of this, but if we want cool stuff, we got to show up in the area. And obviously we've got all these amazing restaurants and all kinds of good things going on in the metro area. And live music is powerful, and it's a hook to keep young and old people, you know, engaged and so on. So Jamie Johnson, I'm not worried about that one at the Brandon Amphitheater. That'll probably be elbow to elbow. But Blues Traveler and Government Mule coming to the Renaissance in October is also awesome. And I have one more thing I want to let everybody know. We'll be carrying New Orleans Saints games on ESPN 105.9 The Zone this year. And so if your business is interested in a sponsorship package, hit me up, DM me or email me, bbounds@thezone1059.com. That's bbounds@thezone1059.com. There we go. Or you can hit us up on the text line right now. We'll get back with you. Cool. All right. I think those were the announcements I had to make.
Handled. Rock and roll, baby.
Rock and roll, man. It's Thursday, and so we're a week and a couple of days away from the big Vanderbilt Hawaii and Northwestern and Nebraska or something.
Yeah.
But also, Blake, it's fajita day, and I don't know of anybody that doesn't like fajitas. I know Robert St. John, obviously, they sling some wonderful fajitas at El Rio in Hattiesburg. And I may have had a Dos Equis there late yesterday afternoon as I was waiting to meet a friend. You're a steak fajita guy.
Yes.
I'm a chicken fajita guy. But you can do so many different things with fajitas this day and age. And with everything that's going on, all the creative juices that are flowing in the kitchens around Mississippi and around the country, you see fajitas in all shapes and sizes.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to our favorite fajita, the Mocajete at Cazadores. Because that thing is fire.
I haven't been to Caz in, I wonder if there's anywhere in McGee I can get a cup of coffee without, it taking a long, you know me, I'm trying to figure this thing out.
I'm sure.
A local breakfast spot in McGee that would have a quality cup of coffee.
I'm sure there is. We'll ask the text line, the best spot in McGee to get coffee, and we'll get you the answer on the other side. Bo Bounds on the Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line. This is the Out of Bounds Show, hour number two, rocking and rolling on a Tito's Thirsty Thursday. If you want to win tickets to the Jamie Johnson concert, you got to text in to win, 601-885-3776.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, live in the Bank Plus studio. We are talking to Mr. Bo Bounds himself on the Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line, and we're giving away two tickets to the Jamie Johnson concert at the Brandon Amphitheater. You got to text us in on the Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. Why you deserve to win these two tickets to the Jamie Johnson concert. Mr. Bo Bounds, what's up, brother?
All right, well, I just checked another box in my travels or life. I just went to the Waffle House in McGee. So, I've never been to that Waffle House, and they were really, really nice. Obviously, I jumped in and out and got a cup of coffee, and I think it was the first time I've ever been in a Waffle House that there was nobody else in there.
Wow.
So it was just me and the four workers, and they were all very nice. So I got like Ritz-Carlton service because there wasn't anybody in there, and three of them. So one got the coffee, one got the sugar, and one got the cream for me. to me, that's excellent customer service, and they were very sweet people. So I'm in McGee, and I'm heading out.
That sounds, I was thinking for a second, I can't believe Waffle House is empty, but then I remembered, if you're in McGee, you're past peak Waffle House hours because everyone's already at work.
Yeah. See, so everybody's doing their thing. Maybe they were busy from like 6:30 to 7:45.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. About 5:30, 6 o'clock to right before 8. Absolutely. Well, look, Waffle House is the key. I mean, you could argue, did you even road trip if you don't stop at Waffle House? You know what I mean?
What? That's a good point. So now I know it's official. I've gone to from Biloxi to Starkville to Hattiesburg, and now heading back home. I think you can officially call this maybe the ultimate Whiskey 61 road trip, and I feel real good about it. I do. So, anyway, I don't know about the coffee yet. I'm letting it cool off, but you know, maybe by the 9 o'clock hour, I'll be able to. To give our listeners an update on that. Palazzolo, did he have to take his kids to Chick-fil-A or something?
Yeah, that's right. He got, they had something at Pro Football Focus. Either somebody's missing something. He last minute ended up, he's calling, or not calling, he is covering an NFL draft training camp, fall camp.
Okay.
So he got called on the location, I think, to the Bengals. Hold on, let me pull up my text message from old Stevie P. Bucks Titans. He got called into Bucks Titans camp tomorrow or today, I should say, because I talked to him yesterday. So yeah, he must have flown over. I don't know where they're doing their camp, but they do all the joint practices, which I think is awesome. And so Bucks.
I wonder if he
Bucks Titans
hop down to Nashville, and I mean Nashville from Cincinnati couldn't be but what a 40-minute flight.
Yeah, on the Steve Palazzolo private jet at worst, right?
Well, on Chris Collinsworth private jet, which he can definitely private jet around. Okay, well, that's all right. We'll get him on at some point again. You know, I wonder how heavily bet Hawaii Vandy and Northwestern and Nebraska will be. I think it'll be a pretty big number considering those teams because they're playing week zero, which is next weekend. And the fact that people are just, you know, jonesing to bet and watch some football, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and Northwestern Nebraska is actually, I mean, we can make fun of Northwestern for not being like an athletic school, but they have a pretty good size alumni base. Obviously, we all know what Nebraska has. That actually brings a big, you know, that is a pretty massive matchup in terms of name brand power for a week zero game. You don't see Vanderbilt Hawaii all the time. You don't see Nebraska Northwestern in week zero.
Right. Well, and we're also – so when I was growing up, Nebraska was a powerhouse, and you missed that. By the time you were up and running, they were no longer. But, you know, Tom Osborne and Barry – do you realize that that was the game of the year in the 80s?
Yeah.
It was not two SEC teams. We were kind of in no man's land in the 80s. Coach Paul Bear Bryant had stepped down. Georgia did win one in 80. Because of Mississippi State beating Alabama. And Alabama had so they went three in a row, Blake. 78 Bama, 79 Bama, 80 Georgia, okay? And then we didn't have an SEC team win a national championship again until 1992 when Bama upset the Miami Hurricanes.
Woo!
And Dennis Erickson, right? And so in the 80s, although we had some good teams, and Auburn should have won at least one national championship in the 80s and just couldn't quite pull it off, we did not have this amazing matchup in the Southeastern Conference, whereas now we've got, like, you know, a dozen incredible matchups, mm-hmm. if not more, throughout the season that will be on primetime and, you know, will be a focal point on whatever weekend. But the game of the week for about 7, 8 years, I'm sorry, the game of the year was Oklahoma-Nebraska, Barry Switzer against Tom Osborne.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then you mixed in a little bit. This was when Penn State was peak Penn State because Joe Paul won his national titles in 82 and 86.
Yep.
Okay, and Osborne was the lovable loser, and Switzer was kind of the renegade coach that was winning national titles. And Tom Osborne could never get over the hump. He eventually would in the 90s. And so that's kind of how it looked. You had Miami winning some titles. You had Penn State dropping a couple. You had Oklahoma. And then, I was thinking of one other. I said Miami. Oh, Notre Dame.
Yep.
The last title that Notre Dame won was 1988 with Lou Holtz.
Yep.
Okay? And obviously it was a rigged system. I mean, it was a terrible system. I mean, AP voters and all this kind of nonsense. So we really never had a national champion until 98. You could even argue, you know, whatever. But the bottom line is we didn't have an SEC team win from 1980 to 1992. How about that?
Yeah, you can tell how bad the SEC must have been because you had BYU, Colorado, Georgia Tech, and Washington all claiming national titles in that time period. So, I mean,
claiming is a great way to put it. Washington and Georgia Tech split that one in 1990, maybe.
Colorado and Georgia Tech split 90. Washington and Miami split 91.
Okay. Washington and Miami split. That was Don James, one of the best coaches in the history of the game. And Miami, that was Dennis Erickson, because your guy Jimmy Johnson was already at the Cowboys.
Well.
And just about to get rolling.
It's so funny, too, because we've talked about the shift to the southern states of, the shift of power in collegiate athletics, but especially the outdoor athletics of football and baseball. But you look at that, and outside of Miami, Florida, which you could argue what they were doing down there wasn't really the South. That's a whole other world. Oklahoma, Penn State, Notre Dame, Washington, Colorado, you know, outside of the Georgia Tech claim in 90, there's not really a bunch of southern it's all the Midwest to the Northwest coast. It's not the southern teams that we've come to know being in the top of the college football world the last 20 years.
No, and it changed. Obviously the 90s was Spurrier. Dean Stallings grabbed one, and then Spurrier changed the game. Isn't that wild though? The 80s was just a hodgepodge of craziness, you know.
Yeah, on and off the field.
Well, that's true. Ron Bosworth. I love it.
Yes, sir. Bo Bounds on the Farm Bureau Insurance call-in line. We'll get him for the SEC Insider Hit. Coming up on the other side, this is the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're giving away Jamie Johnson concert tickets, Brandon Amphitheater. You got to text in to win. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776, 885-3776.
Come on. Everyone ready?
This is the SEC Insider Hit. Presented by your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent. Go local. Go with a home team.
Tom Luganville joins us. National college football analyst with ESPN. You'll see him on the sidelines. Well, maybe in the booth, studio, everywhere. Hopefully rain, sleet, thunderstorms, hurricanes do not follow him. But we welcome in Tom Luganville on the Out of Bounds Show. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. He joins us on the Yuengling Lager guest line. And, of course, the show is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Bundle your car and home and save with your local Farm Bureau insurance agent. Lugs, when does that Charlotte area start real high school football games? When does y'all season start?
Actually, the first game is this coming Friday. So my son, he's going to be a junior, and his team here in the Charlotte area has already had basically one inter-squad scrimmage and then two jamborees that included, three or four other schools. And then they'll have a game this Friday, which fortunately for me, I actually get to see. And then unfortunately the following week, I have a high school game doubleheader for week zero as we kick off the college football season. But then I'll also get to see him play the following week because my opening game is Clemson and Georgia Tech on Labor Day night, which means I don't have to travel on a Thursday, and this is game on a Friday. So this will be my first time actually getting to see two of his games in one season.
That's exciting. Okay.
I know.
That's super cool. What? Who are you calling in the doubleheader, the high school doubleheader?
Yeah, you had to ask me that now, didn't you? I've got Arlington Martin, all right, versus Lake Travis, all right, in the Dallas area.
Yeah.
And it, that one should be really, that is two really, really good football teams. So I'm excited about that. And then I've also got, let me see here, what's my second one? I got a day in between. I've got a Thursday game, and then I've got a Saturday night game.
Okay.
Oh, I have, hold on here, Duncanville and South Oak Cliff. So I've got 5-6A high school football in Texas. Two games will feature quite a few high-profile prospects and actually really good, evenly matched football teams. And that's kind of the wish, you know, when we have our high school kickoff weekend, is you want to avoid the blowouts. But it's so hard because you don't know what you're going to get. But we've got a great lineup. We've got Mill Creek and Norcross in Georgia. We've got St. Joseph's Prep out of Pennsylvania taking on St. Thomas Aquinas. Los Alamitos and Malachi Nelson taking on American Heritage out of Florida. We have some really, really good high school matchups. Yeah.
All right. That's exciting. Tom Luganville on the Out of Bounds show. We'll stay on high school. Chris Parson did commit to Mississippi State on Friday afternoon. I guess you saw that?
Mm-hmm.
So
I think about our conversation on him last week and, you know, how we were kind of trying to equate it to the run game. And I had read that it kind of gotten through the grapevine that both Lincoln Riley and Cliff Kingsbury have really been urging Mike Leach to say, hey, man, get a more athletic guy. It's going to cause a lot of problems. Maybe there's some truth to that notion.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think he needs to do that. I know they were really excited about getting him. So now Mississippi State and Ole Miss have two ESPN 300 QBs in Chris Parson, committed to MSU, and Marcel Reed committed to Ole Miss. And they're ranked, they're not ranked, but like eight spots from each other in your ESPN 300. Describe the difference in the two or similarities in the two stylistically, Tom.
Well, let's start off with Marcel Reed, who actually on our last edition of ESPN 300 actually entered in for the first time. He was a four-star initially outside of the 300, and so he just entered in for us. It's interesting. I think athletically, you're going to see an awful lot of similarities. Marcel is taller. He's kind of built more like a wide receiver, but he's got a really strong arm. The ball jumps off of his hand. Really good ball handler in the backfield in the sense that whether it's play action fakes, zone read fakes, bootlegs and nakeds, if he gets out on the perimeter, he's very, very dangerous. Whereas Chris Parsons, the same way, he's just built in a different package. Instead of being a tall, more lean kid, I think Marcel Reed weighs about 170 pounds right now. Chris is shorter and more stocky. He almost looks like a slot utility back. I would say he's a little taller than John Rhys Plumlee, but probably similar in terms of like the level of athleticism. I think they're both very comparable in the passing game. Both possess God-given arm talent. That will not be an issue as far as making all the throws at the collegiate level. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about both of those kids. We think they're going to be pretty good.
This is exciting. So Kiffin and Leach have their guys, we think, for this class. And for our listeners, Marcel Reed out of Nashville and Chris Parson out of Brentwood. Committed to Leach and Kiffin, and both are in the ESPN 300. And Tom thinks, and you don't ever know, everybody's trying to project, but Tom believes that they at least have the skill set and talent to potentially start in Power 5. And this whole Leach thing, maybe going and, you know, grab, gravitating, kind of adjusting to a more athletic quarterback. If that's, well, it is the case with Chris Parson, then I think that's good for, you know, the program and where the game is going right now, Tom, and where it's been going for the better part of a decade plus.
Well, there's no question. And you know, not to be a broken record, but, you know, if you can somehow come up with a way to get people out of the three-man front and dropping eight, a mobile quarterback is high on the list of priorities, because it's difficult to be able to hold up in the box if you don't have enough bodies, because the quarterback is a threat as a runner. Let's just assume you don't want to, you really aren't going to attempt to, or don't have a lot of interest in running it with the actual running back. But every now and then you take that little token zone read fake, the quarterback takes off and runs. That's an element they just haven't had. And I think, you know, to Lincoln Riley's credit, to a lot of guys, whether it was Kendall Briles, whether it's, you know, been Cliff Kingsbury, there's been a variety of former air raid guys that have morphed into more of a run first mentality with the air raid principles of the passing game. You see a lot of those guys that have gone and gravitated towards that, and look at how their offenses have exploded.
Oh yeah. Well, I heard when Leach was hired a couple of years ago, so I can't remember who it was that swims in your game, but it was somebody that I respected. And he said, nobody leaves the nest, the Mike Leach nest, and runs the true air raid and runs it well. Mike is the only guy. Now, like you're saying,
the only one left.
There's hybrid. I mean,
Hal Mummy's the other one. Hal Mummy is the other one that has never deviated.
Right. But Hal, I'm not trying to take shit, but I think it's pretty, look, there are a lot of coaches, business people, whatever in life, that have the right Robin and their Batman for a while. I think it's right. Obvious Mike Leach was the dude out of the two. I mean, I get what they did at Iowa Wesleyan. I get what they did at Valdosta. I get what they did at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. But once Mike left the nest, Mummy never could. Now, you know, look, he got tripped up on like a cheeseburger and a Dr. Pepper at Kentucky and probation. That's all nonsense to me.
Yeah.
And I don't have time for it, nor do I. I just think it's silly. Sometimes they lock in on a guy and whatever. But for Leach mm-hmm. to go off and win 155 games at Texas Tech and Washington State where nobody else wins, that's all I need to know, Tom, as far as maybe who was the sizzle within the duo. Not that Hal doesn't, you know football and did some good things. Do you see where I'm going there?
Absolutely. And keep in mind, you skipped over one stop. You forgot about Oklahoma.
Sure. The fact that Bob Stoops hired him, and back then, because we were still in an antiquated time of football outside of Spurrier mm-hmm. and some other people, the fact that Stoops had the stones to go to Oklahoma, where they had been running the wishbone under Barry Switzer and lost their way in the 90s, and hire this quirky dude that was running the air raid and say, no, this is what we're going to do. That's remarkable in a profession that doesn't like to do that.
Well, and keep in mind too, when Bob Stoops took that job over, remember where that program was. They were terrible, right? So he had to have some flash. He had to have some substance. He had to have something that was going to get people excited. And at that time, in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, and you'd just come off of Tim Couch at Kentucky, and they were, you know, they got competitive because of the offense. They were never going to be good enough to, you know, win a division or get to the SEC championship game, but they could get to a bowl because of the offense. So if you look at Bob Stoops and his line of thinking, he's like, all right, I got to have something to kickstart us here. And boy, did it ever, you know, because it didn't take long. And so I love that offense because I think it's fun. I like to study it. I like to watch it. I'm intrigued by it. I think it's absolutely lethal if people are dumb enough to consistently play man-to-man defense against you. But my only question, and it's a question I've always had, have we ever seen that offense in its purity win a championship?
Well, no, but my counter to that would he's never coached in a place that can win because of recruiting
profile. That's true.
Texas Tech's, here's the proof in the put. Texas Tech has been garbage since he left in 2009, and Washington State's not going to win again. They're just not. I mean, unless they find somebody super special. Now, he'll never be in a blue blood just because of he makes – because ADs are so tight and structured and all that. You know this, Tom. There were a few moments when he was rolling at Texas Tech and Washington State that you thought that there was – not even blue blood, but like a top 15 program – was going to finally go for it. Now, the Tennessee deal, we can go back and forth all day. Mike would have been lead because their alums want to win. They do what it takes. Mike, and they're not, they don't recruit at Bama, Georgia, LSU, Ohio State level, but they get dudes, as you well know, as head of recruiting for ESPN. If you would have dropped him there, I think it would have been fascinating to see what he could have done maybe over a 4 to 6 year stretch. Even if you could bottle one team to be special. Because that's what all the programs are trying to do outside the ones I just referenced, in my opinion.
Right, and I think, you know, with the Tennessee deal, as toxic and as dangerous as that place has been, I think one of the reasons why he didn't want to be involved in that is he doesn't want to deal with all the hands in the cookie jar, right?
Right.
That's not him. I mean, he's not going to put up with that nonsense. And that's an unnecessary daily headache. That he just loves coaching football, loves the kids. We know how quirky he is. He doesn't want to get involved in all that politics and all of the crap that goes on outside of the building. That's just not him.
No, he would never put up with what's gone on at, well, let's just say Tennessee, Nebraska, Texas, Michigan, and some other programs that have bottled it at times. I know you've been around him. I've been around him enough now. He is absolutely not going to answer to boosters, Tom. He runs his program, period, end of discussion.
Exactly. He wants, and you know what? Nor should he.
Right.
Nor should he. And so pick wisely where you want to coach. Go where you want to be happy. Have you noticed it's always an outlier location? Pullman, Washington. Lubbock. Starkville. Right? Iowa Wesleyan, Valdosta, and that's just kind of that fit. That works for him.
Well, and so let's move to. It's funny we're talking about boosters meddling and so on, and boosters can be very, you know, a tremendous asset. But Tom Luganville on the Yingling Lager guest line, we were talking about Lane Train, and coming out of the weekend, there's even more buzz around this Altmyer-Jackson Dart thing. And people believe that Altmyer is more accurate. He's not as athletic, but he's more accurate, and he may be more of a gamer. Now, quantifying all that, we'll see what happens, whatever. But we've had some of our listeners say, oh, no, it'll be Dart, period, because the boosters did an NIL deal. I actually say no. It will not. Lane is like Mike. Lane is going to run his program, and whoever he believes, and again, this could be five games into the season because of their schedule, but once they get to at LSU and at A&M, they're going to have to find the guy because those are two extremely difficult road trips back-to-back. Lane's going to play whoever in the hell Lane wants to play, Tom. You agree or disagree?
Absolutely. But this is what you get when you go down the NIL path is, all right, well, we've done a deal with this kid. Well, why isn't he playing? Well, that's not your decision, nor do you have a say in the matter. You know, I mean, this is the world we're going to live in now. If there are going to be more people involved in thinking they have a say because there's a dollar amount tied to an individual, and there's not going to be a coach in America that's going to cater to that. And you know what? At some point or another, when it's all said and done, it might get some coaches fired.
Right.
That might be one of the byproducts of all of this. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you saw on ESPN.com, as we're talking about Jackson Dart and Luke Altmyer and the piece that Adam Rittenberg did, where it's kind of a quarterback confidential by conference. And it's, you know, kind of taking each quarterback and getting a coach in that conference to comment on what they think about that quarterback. And it's interesting. The individual, whoever the assistant coach is or the head coach that Adam Rittenberg spoke to in the Pac-12, I don't know if you've seen this article, but here's the quote that that coach gave on Jackson Dart. He was the most talented quarterback we played against last year, a Pac-12 defensive coordinator said. He was inexperienced, but he threw the ball well and he had enough movement. Projecting him moving forward, he was going to be the most talented guy in the conference.
Okay, wow.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So you want to hear, here, let me read off the quote from an SEC assistant coach on Will Rogers.
Okay.
He understands Mike Leach's system well. He's very accurate. Throws a very catchable ball. I would totally agree with that. Said a coach who faced Rogers in 2021. Nothing really jumps out at you other than statistically he does what that offense does. He's not a runner or a giant big kid. There's nothing imposing about him other than he can run their offense well with a great arm. That's pretty accurate portrayal, I think, from an opposing coach. It's a really, really neat piece that Adam Rittenberg did. I mean, everybody from Bryce Young to Will Levis and Stetson Bennett, just getting some opinions from other coaches who've had to prepare and play against these guys.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and I think that's spot on Will Rogers. So which one would you go?
Me too.
With knowing Lane Kiffin the way you do, knowing what Lane likes, and, of course, Lane has proven that he can win with all sorts of different shapes and sizes at QB, both at
Blake Sims.
Yes.
Jacob Coker.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
I mean,
well, that's with having elite players around those guys. Though.
True.
That's the one little asterisk that always needs to be added is, okay, were those guys difference makers? No. But everybody in the hall was.
That it's like Stetson Bennett. So,
yeah.
Will Lane go, what do you think? Does Lane go with more of a gun, not total Brett Favre gunslinger, but Dart's got some of that in him, or
he got a lot of it. Yeah.
Or more of an Altmaier who's more accurate, not as athletic, but then people keep talking about how he's a gamer and competitive nature and all this. How do you see that, Tom?
I've always been a firm believer, Bo, that you go with the most efficient player that runs the offense. And if you get a feel for how your team responds to one or the other guy, you have to take that into consideration. Because it's always going to be easy to take the more talented kid. It's always going to be easy to say, man, this guy can do some stuff the other guy can't do. And you get tempted by it. You get lured by it. And so what you've got to be careful is while that's happening, right, you can't be ignoring the guy that's over here that's just playing pitch and catch. The ball never hits the ground. They go up and down the field. He scores points. Those types of, I mean, you can't, it's hard, and you reference it. In the NIL era, you've got external pressure now that you didn't used to have, not just on the coach, but on the actual players themselves. And I just think you've got to adhere to the winning principles of the position. Do you move the offense? Do you complete the ball? Do you score points? And if that means you're not as talented as the other guy, but that's what you do, and he doesn't do it as often as you do, then you need to be the starter.
Tom Luganville, National College Football Analyst with ESPN. He joins us on the Yingling Lager guest line. Stetson Bennett, you expect him to take a step back or two or get better? How do you see that?
I don't. I think he's going to be just fine. You know, I think he knows who he is. He knows who he isn't. He knows he doesn't have to wear an S on his chest. I think they're going to be better than people give him credit for. Now, listen, do you just automatically replace him, George Pickens? Probably not. But I think they're going to be fine. They're going to be fast. They're going to be athletic. The more people disrespect him, I think the better he gets. If people will just start praising him, maybe he would have a lapse. You know what I'm saying? Like, if everybody would be patting him on the back and telling him he's arrived and accepting him as a national championship winning caliber player, then maybe that's different. But because people don't do that, I think that's what drives him. I think that's why he'll be as good, if not better.
I want to wrap it up with, I've only got 2 minutes, but it's kind of a curveball here. Keaton Thompson signed with Dan Mullen. Didn't work out once Moorhead got in there. He has hung around Virginia and had a monster year last year as a Well, he ran the ball a lot too, but wide receiver, maybe he'll be a flex tight end at the NFL level. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He's fun to watch.
Okay. He's at Virginia. He's now on NFL boards. Tell our listener, I mean, and he had a really good year running the football and catching the football. Do you think he's got a good opportunity to have an NFL career, Tom?
I do. I don't know where you would necessarily put him because while he has height and length, he does not weigh very much. And so, you know, and I saw him at ACC Media Days in person. He was one of the players that Tony Elliott brought down along with Brendan Armstrong. He is literally a human Swiss Army knife. I had them against Notre Dame last year, and you start to watch the tape preparing for that game. One snap, he's playing at quarterback. One snap, he's standing next to the quarterback. The next snap, he's standing next to the quarterback, and then he motions out of the backfield. And now he's in the slot. Next snap, he's lining up out wide. He's got red zone potential because he's a good athlete. He's got good body control, and he can jump and go get the ball. So I think he's one of those guys that you constantly got to account for and know when the huddle breaks, where is he? Now, I think throughout the pre-draft process, there will be a lot of testing, timing, weight, strength questions about him, and we'll see how he passes those tests.
It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I hope he has a big year. He's a good kid, and he's hung in there.
Oh,
and
he
now
yep, I agree.
Probably going to walk away with 2 degrees from UVA, which is not a bad thing, undergrad and grad, because he's like a six-year, which is awesome. Tom Luganbill, thank you, buddy. Have a great week. We'll talk next week.
You too, man. See ya.
Lugs on the Yuengling Lager guest line, brought to you by Havana Smoke Shop. Two locations in Jackson, I-55 North, and across from Shaggy's at the Reservoir. Premium Cigars, Havana Smoke Shop. Two locations in the metro area. You're listening to 105.9 The Zone ESPN, the Out of Bounds Show.